This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM-led India Bloc leader Hemant Soren met Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar at Raj Bhavan in Ranchi today and staked his claim to form the government. He tendered his resignation as Chief Minister to the Governor before staking claim. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Soren said the swearing-in ceremony of the new government will take place on the 28th of November. Earlier, Mr. Soren, who is the JMM Executive President, was elected as the leader of the India Bloc in a meeting of newly elected MLAs of the Alliance in Ranchi. The India Bloc comprises of the JMM, the Congress, the Rashtriya Janata Dal and the Communist Party of India, Marxist-Leninist. The bloc has secured 56 seats in the 81-member state assembly. On the other hand, the BJP-led NDA won 24 seats. Hectic political activities are underway in Maharashtra as merely 48 hours are left for the BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance to form the new government in the state. The term of the current Eknath Shinde-led government will expire on Tuesday. The alliance comprising the BJP, the Shiv Sena and the NCP registered a landslide victory in the assembly elections. Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde and NCP leader Ajit Pawar held separate meetings with newly elected MLAs of their respective parties. Addressing a press conference, BJP leader Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that Maharashtra will not have a leader of opposition. This will be the first time in 6 decades that the Maharashtra Assembly will not have a leader of the opposition. In the 288-member Legislative Assembly, the Mahayuti Alliance won 235 seats in the state, while the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi secured only 49 seats. The winter session of Parliament will commence tomorrow. The session will continue till the 20th of December. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on Tuesday on account of commemoration of Constitution Day. The government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today ahead of the session. The meeting was presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that the party has sought discussion on several issues. Ahead of the winter session of Parliament, in an exclusive interview to Akashvani News, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has urged members to follow parliamentary decorum in the House, taking inspiration from the debates and discussions of the Constituent Assembly. He appealed to the members to establish higher standards of decorum in the Parliament. The full interview can be heard on the Surkhi Mein program of Akashvani News tomorrow at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 FM Gold. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is giving priority to the development of the country's eastern region. Mr. Modi said he considers the eastern part of India as the growth engine of development. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Odisha Parb event in New Delhi. Mr. Modi added that this year, 30% more budget has been allocated compared to last year for the development of Odisha. Prime Minister Modi said, within the first 100 days of the formation of the new government in Odisha, investment worth 45,000 crore rupees has been approved. Mr. Modi stated that Draupadi Murmu, a daughter of Odisha from the tribal community, serving as President of India, is a great source of pride for all of us. On the occasion, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said, on the Prime Minister's advice, the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas will be held in Odisha next year. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, over 10,000 crore rupees has been given to Odisha for development of railways in the state. The three-day Odisha Parv 2024, which began on Friday, concluded today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Rome today on a three-day visit to Italy. He will travel to the Italian town of Fuji to participate in the outreach session of the G7 foreign ministers' meeting, where India has been invited as a guest country. In cricket, centuries by Virat Kohli and Yashasvi Jaiswal have put India in a dominant position against host Australia on day 3 of the opening test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth today. The visitors picked up 3 wickets in quick succession to reduce Australia to 12 for the loss of 3 wickets at the draw of stumps. And that is the end of this news bulletin.